we know that individuals who experience this kind of situation are often likely to develop depression. They're often likely to develop traumatic grief. They're likely to develop post-traumatic stress disorder, very fearful, very hypervigilant. Their view of the world can be changed forever. We know that it's a long road for recovery, a long road to recovery for many, many of these individuals. And I think what's real unfortunate is many of these individuals don't seek out help. Many of them feel that they can do it themselves, or many feel that there's nothing that can help them move forward. And that's so unfortunate, because we know that there's great science on the ground in terms of dealing with trauma.
And do you have any specific recommendations for those victims and even their family members who may not have been directly affected? But
Sure. Yeah. One of the number one predictors of success following these kind of situations is social support. You know, having loved ones around you, being able to talk with individuals, and many people won't want to talk about it initially, but just knowing that someone is there. There are effective ways of moving forward. Will these people ever be the same? No. But can they get better? Can they move forward? Yes.
Looking back at some of the mass shootings in recent years, do you see any similarities in how the community was affected?
Having a sense of community, one of the things that was very valuable following both the Virginia Tech shootings as well as the shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary School was the religious community, having those people in place, letting individuals know that there is a listening ear, there is a sensitive ear, you know, help is here. That can be very, very helpful in terms of moving forward.
In some of these cases we have learned about, we hear of extraordinary resilience by victims and community members. Where do you think such strength comes from in a time where many can't see how they will move on?
I think that's a really good question. That has a lot to do with resilience. That has a lot to do, I'm thinking about individuals following Hurricane Katrina. I had an opportunity to work with a number of those folks. And what they realized after it was over is that they had a greater feeling of being empowered. They felt that they could do more than they actually thought they could do. As they looked back on the situation, they saw themselves doing more and acting more appropriately than they thought they did. They also said that they felt that they had a greater understanding and appreciation of family members, that they loved them more, they appreciated them more. And then last but not least, they said they had a greater faith in God. Mm. And those three things seemed to provide what we call a psychological scaffolding. That is, they felt that they were able to do, that they were able to move forward. There's a Hebrew proverb, and it says, out of darkness comes light. That even though they went through a very traumatizing and life-changing situation, they were able to move forward.